Hello everybody and welcome to my new website www.language-explorer.co.uk. I'm Alan and I like learning languages and sharing ideas about language development. I will make articles for download for this website. These will mostly be in English, but sometimes also in the languages I learn. These are French, German, Chinese and Spanish. To start up the website, I want to give you some ideas for practicing language. These ideas are aimed at English learners mostly, but some of the ideas can be used for any language. I hope you like my new website. I have two other websites, www.alanlanks1.podomatic.com, which is in English, and www.alanpalmer.podomatic.com, which is in Chinese and English. So here are some relaxing challenges to develop your English. You can always leave me a comment here on my website about which of these ideas you like the best. Be good, be happy. Here are 25 relaxing challenges. Number 1. Write a small poem in English, maybe just 4 lines. Number 2. Pick 20 words from the dictionary and write a small story using these words, along with 20 other words, maybe 40 words. Design a poster in English for advertising something. That is number 3. Number 4, make an English recipe to try some English food. Nothing too difficult. Number 5, try speaking English with different voices, maybe hi, hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? Just something unusual. And number 6, sing a song entirely in English. That must be very interesting, I think. There are many English songs that people like. And number 7, find out all the countries around the world where English is spoken. There may be more than you think. Number 8, find a picture or a photo with many things on it and write all the English names on the picture or just around it. Number 9, make a jigsaw puzzle or crossword using words that are difficult for you to remember. This will help you remember words, I think. Number 10. Find some different sort of vocabulary. For example, sporting words, travel words, trades or professions. Number 11. Translate a few jokes from English into your language and see if they are still funny or they lose their humour. Number 12. Find and compare some useful expressions which are very common. Number 13, find some very useful words for anger, frustration, or excitement without resorting to swear words. Number 14, practice telling the time and saying it. For example, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, midday, 12 p.m., 6:45, 5:45, different ways to say the time. Number 15. Try explaining in a small English text, maybe 50 words approximately, about some cultural events where the vocabulary is very different. Maybe theatre or a show or maybe a fair or something like a supermarket. Number 16. Try making some sentences with a word that sounds the same in English but has different meanings. For example, a footballer took his ball to the ball and his wife played ball by coming with him. They had a ball at the ball. It's rather a silly sentence, but ball can change the meaning in this sentence. Number 17. Read a short, interesting article in a magazine, then describe it again in English, maybe using 50 words. Number 18. Write or rewrite some instructions on how to make a cup of English tea in English. Number 19. Tell yourself your family's birthdays in English. For example, my birthday is on the 5th of May. Do this a few times until you can say easily without thinking hard. My birthday is on the 5th of May, my birthday is on the 10th of April, or something like that. Number 20. Say some numbers at random. 47, 86, 23, 93, 23, 24, 27. Then say them again. 47, 86, 23, etc. So you can say them to yourself. Number 21. Also, as telephone numbers. In English, we say all the numbers together, so our phone number would be 0044, 1282, and so on. And number 22. Try saying some tongue twisters. These are quite difficult. She sells seashells on the seashore. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. And this is a rather hard one. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Try saying them fast. I can't. 23. Think of an interesting rhyming sales caption, such as Chinese rice is always nice, or you can always have fun when you play in the sun. Number 24. This is rather an unusual idea. You can do a Google whack, a game. This means putting two words that are not related into a Google search, www.google.com, and see what results you get. The idea is just to see if you get some funny results. For example, procedure and desert, happy volcano, travel crocodile, shoulder battery, elephant submarine. Strange combinations of words, and see what happens on the internet search engine Google. And the last one, number 25, find the biggest cities in England on a map and practice saying their names correctly. Here are the names: London, Birmingham, Liverpool, Leeds, Sheffield, Bristol, Manchester, Leicester, Coventry, Kingston upon Hull, and Bradford. See you later. Have a nice time, and bye for now.